USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooting at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte left two people dead and four people injured before the suspect was taken into custody. UNCC Chief Jeff Baker complimented the work of the officers who arrived on the scene during the shooting.
Today I brought forth two of our officers that were the first officers on the scene in the Kennedy building. They acted exactly as trained, and that is, we don't sit, we don't wait, we go. And we're going to go to the assailant. And that's exactly what they did.
22-year-old Tristan Tyrell has been charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. Attorney General Bill Barr testified before the Senate today regarding the handling of the final report on Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election. It is still unclear if Barr will be taking part in a congressional hearing on Thursday due to the fact that attorneys will be asking some of the questions and not congressmen. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Doors are being slammed in your face, and bad credit is holding you back from buying a house, car, even getting a credit card. $99 can put your credit back to a 720 or higher. That's right, just $99. Bankruptcy, tax liens, judgments, and even late pays can be removed from credit reports by calling the Giving Days Foundation. A nonprofit organization is here to help. Federal law allows you to challenge each and every item on your credit report. We'll recalculate your personal credit score for only $99 and repair your personal credit for free. Just be one of the first 10 callers. Take our personal credit challenge. Get your credit score to a 720. 800-295-1652. Call now to recalculate your personal credit score for only $99 and repair your personal credit for free. Call now. 800-295-1652. Don't miss this great free credit repair. Just be one of the first 10 callers. 800-295-1652.
Two Indiana judges are in stable condition after they were shot in a downtown Indianapolis White Castle parking lot early Wednesday morning. Detectives say the two judges were shot after an argument started in the parking lot and there is no evidence that they were targeted. Violence in the streets continues in Venezuela as opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for a military uprising against President Nicolas Maduro. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At the White House, aides are now openly calling on high-ranking officials in the Venezuelan government to join the opposition.
We want, as our principal objective, the peaceful transfer of power.
But White House National Security Advisor John Bolton has a warning for the leader.
Nicolas Maduro and those supporting him, particularly those who are not Venezuelan, should know is all options are on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro was on a plane and ready to leave the country for Cuba, but he was talked out of it by Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Disney to use profits from its Avengers Endgame record-breaking opening weekend to pay its employees a middle-class wage. Mandy Dupler, senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union, reacts to Sanders' comments.
Bernie Sanders has never seen a success story he doesn't want to immediately dismantle, right? I mean, that's my reaction to what Bernie has to say here. Let's consider the facts. Disney employs over 200,000 people worldwide. Those employees benefit from the franchise's success, whether it be in movies, whether it be in their theme parks. But consider this. Last year alone, Disney awarded $1,000 bonuses to over half its employees and expanded education opportunities, investing back in that workforce. Bernie wants to tell you that big business is bad, but it's because Disney has been so successful, can generate these types of profits year over year, that it's able to do that.
And as far as CEOs getting paid too much, Dupler believes...
I think it's certainly worth having a debate about whether or not CEOs are properly justified in the compensation that they're getting. But I do think that it's a false narrative to say that if a CEO is getting paid too much, employees aren't getting paid enough. I mean, look, Forbes on its list last year said that Disney was one of the top-rated companies to work for in the world. It's number the number one most highly regarded company in the world, according to that list. Mm-hmm. So Disney clearly is doing something right.
Dupler was speaking there on Fox News, and the NBA playoffs continue tonight with Denver hosting Portland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.